have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
On this Tuesday evening, God is so good. He's so great. He's so kind. And I just thank him for what he affords us to do. Glory to God. He deserves all the praise. He deserves all the honor. He definitely deserves all the glory. Listen, I want to tell y'all tonight, God has something with us in mind. He has something for us on tonight. We have been just watching things, listening to different people, looking at different things. I'm giving y'all a chance to go ahead and invite somebody, let them know I'm on the line. We've been watching, you know, all of these things. And tonight I'm going to talk about just a few of them. Amen. And then we're going to get into the word of the Lord. All right. So y'all go ahead and call a neighbor, call a friend and let them know that I'm on tonight. Tag somebody. I don't care what you have to do. Get here now. Let them know that I am on the line. Amen. So listen, we're going to get our accolades on out of the way. I give God glory tonight for my husband, Bishop James Hunter. Hallelujah. I give God praise tonight for Dr. Kimmy Kim and the Elations family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is doing great things through this woman of God. She is a yielded vessel, and the Lord is simply doing great exploits through her, for her. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm excited about what all they have coming forth. Amen. Even with the magazine, even with the gala on next month, God is moving for our Elation family. Amen. Hallelujah. So listen, y'all go ahead now. Get them on here. I want Lottie, Dottie, everybody. Call your mom and them. Call Bebe and them. Call anybody, your Uncle Boo and them. I don't care where they come from. I want you to get them on the line on tonight. Amen. God has something to say. All right. This is Bible study. This study in the word. Come on. It's word up time. We're going to say something that may help you, I hope. Amen. To help you be able to be a better person. Right. Glory to God. So at this time, we're going to go ahead with prayer. Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you, God, for these are people that have assembled on this broadcast. We thank you for those that will come back by replay. Father God, I ask on tonight that you change our hearts, God. Deal with the matters of our hearts, oh God. Lord, I ask that you also give us more love. Let us show more love towards your people. Father God, we just thank you for what you're doing in our lives. We thank you for what you're doing in the earth right now. And so, God, as we continue to go on in your son Jesus' name, we ask that you would let this word be applicable for our learning, for our lives. Amen. And that we may be able to have something to live by and to do better. So we give you glory on tonight. We give you praise. It's all in Jesus' name that we do pray. And we say amen. Hallelujah. All right. So, you know, we're going to talk about the buzzing. And there's been a big buzz concerning Juanita Bynum and the $1,500 prayer course. All right. So intercessory prayer course. It was a course that she's teaching, right? And it costs $1,500. So you have a lot of people who have weighed in. All right. So, you know, I'm the old troublemaker. I'm who I am, who God made me to be, right? Amen. I am who God designed me to be. And so with that being said, $1,500 for a course for prayer. All right. Well, I looked at the things, I guess, some of the things she was going to be teaching. You have some people who have weighed in and said they don't see anything wrong with it because they charge for certain things, but not as much. You know, they charge for some classes that they teach. Well, I have never, now this is just me, in my 18, 19 years of pastoring, I have never seen anyone charge $1,500 for, you know, an intercessory prayer to teach you how to pray. Let's just say it like that. And so, you know, I was baffled, right? So I was just thinking, you know, you go to conferences, you know, they may be $100, $199, $200, you know, for your ticket and you got to pay for your room and all of that. You know, that's no big deal. But I'm going to say this. I pay for classes that I want, right, that's going to better me and those that I serve. is going to help me to help them as well. And some courses, one course is $1,400. All right, but this is in business. And I've never seen a class. Now, if it's, now let me say this. This is for intercessory prayer. Now, if you were in college, you may have classes. And even then, there are some classes of, you know, $400 a semester, $300, $399, $3, you know. But this, I don't know. It's up to you, you know, which way you weigh in. But I'm going to just say this. I'm glad that God didn't put a price tag on, you know, teaching us how to pray. On some of us, we don't know how to pray, but the Holy Spirit teaches us what to say when we're praying. So I'm glad that the Lord didn't charge us, amen, to learn, you know, the prayer, right? Especially the one in Matthew, our Father, which art in heaven, that one. I'm so glad he didn't charge us, because if he had a charge, you know, that type of money, do you not know how many people would have never learned how to pray, how to start the prayer? Wouldn't have never learned, they wouldn't have never read it, because that's a lot of money. So, but it's to each his own. But I'm just saying, I thank God for Jesus. I don't know about y'all. I just thank God I got the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost will teach me all things. Amen. Glory to God. So I rely on the Holy Spirit. Now, when you're having conferences, when you're having classes on things like church things, like, you know, not, if you had had a intercessory prayer, because I'm getting ready to do a class for intercessory prayer, breaking down the different types of intercessory prayers, the different watches, what they stand for, what they mean, different, you know, a lot of different other things, but it's not no $1,500. You understand what I'm saying? But you're going to learn and have the material, and it ain't even hundreds of dollars. You see what I'm saying? So I don't know, because I don't know. Freely God gives it to us, and freely we should give. Now, I do understand for your time, you want to be compensated. I have nothing to say about that. Even for your material that you use, I don't have nothing to say about that. But, you know, I'm just saying, you know. And y'all can agree to disagree, because that's what I'm doing. I'm agreeing with those of you who said, well, you pay for everything else. And then I'm going to disagree, because prayer is free. Amen. To teach me how to pray is free. Now, even when you're going into the different areas and ranks of in prayer, you know, we can, we got to teach that, but we shouldn't be charging $1,500 for just one thing. And it's a lot of more elements, a lot of more things that's attached to that. I just wanted to bring that up, because it's buzzing, right? Then I saw something today where they wanted to know, what was your opinion on this? She was covered, as the head garment. I think she had the table where she had her, like her, they wanted to say it was as if it was something that the witch do. She had like, she had the candles, looked like she had a little thing where you pour something in. She had, I couldn't see all of the things that was on it, but it was like her prayer room. It was like an altar. That's what it looked like. When I looked at it, you know, I looked at it two ways. I looked at it as the way the Jewish, how they pray during this time. Because as you know, for those of you, tonight at 6 p.m. sundown has begun our Yom Kippur. All right. So we'll be on 2-day fast, and then we will be entering into our new year. So we like have been on a 10-day fast for Rosh Hashanah and now Yom Kippur. All right. So maybe that I just said maybe that's why she had on the garment or such, and the things that she was doing, drinking out of cup, one of those little cups like what you'd have, what they gave us in Catholic school, whatever. You know. So all I'm saying, I don't know her reasoning. I'm just saying, you know, y'all put everything on Facebook. Y'all challenge everything somebody says or does. So also, can y'all hear me? Amen. I wanted to, the next thing I saw, I should have said it first because it's right on my lips. It'll come back to me. But we're going to, as you know, I want y'all to be on high alert because we are in October, the month of October. And as you know, this is doors of opportunity. Yes, it is. You're going to begin to see, but this is also going to be a hard season. All right. I'm going to say that to you guys. This month will be hard. But for us, we need to be on high alert because the witches, they are in recruitment stages. All right. And they're recruiting our babies. So we got to be on alert. Your children are talking. Make sure you correct things. Don't let them think whatever they are thinking, and it's all good. Correct things. Teach them the truth about Halloween, Halloween. Teach them the truth about the pumpkins and where they had come from. Teach them the truth about the spells and all of the hexes that they do, all right, to make them frightened. Don't you know, when you start off trick-or-treating or you start off, where people, ghosts and goblins are scaring them, that when they get older, they still have that fear in them. And that's because we allowed it to happen when they were younger. So don't put that kind of fear in your kids. The only fear you need to be putting in them is the fear of God, all right? And the respect for their elders, their parents and their elders. So don't be, we just have to be careful and mindful of what we're doing to our children. Amen. And so, again, women, please do not go to the gas station at night alone. Hear me again. And make sure that if you're with a second person, that both of y'all are watching. Don't have nobody sitting in the car while you're at the gas station. Their heads down. All right? That's easy target. It's so much happening. You got to be on alert. Please go to the gas station in daylight. All right? I'm not saying it couldn't happen in daylight, but you got a better chance. All right? So go in daylight. Go in twos or have, your daddy or your brother to assist you or whatever have you. Do not go at night, ladies, if you can't help it. When you're going out shopping, the same thing. Going to Walmart, the same thing. Try to go early. I know some of you, get off at 7, 7:30, nurses, doctors, and stuff like that. Your shift. Do not go to those places by yourself. You need someone with you. It's just so much going on, and you got to be pay attention to what is going on. And don't say that we don't warn you because this is a warning. All right, please take heed. Please guard your babies. Do not have, you're walking into a store, putting them, or you turn around and they can easily be gotten, taken, snatched from you. Please don't walk in the store with your babies and you're holding their hands. They're 1, 2, 3, 4 year olds. They can easily pick them up from the back and run because you just simply have their hands. Let's be more cautious than, what we have been in times past. Leave them at home. It is very important that we keep our children and grands in a safe place, okay? God is holding us responsible. So let's keep them in a safe place. Amen. So let me see what else I wanted to talk about. Glory to God. It's just so much going on. Let's talk about this. I don't know if you guys are paying attention to how that pastors or bishops or apostles that have been in leadership for a long time are now passing the torches to daughters or granddaughters. What I'm trying to say is you have government, you have business owners, you have big 500 Fortune clubs, jobs, government jobs, and they are passing the torch. You have a man that's in position but they're passing the torch to women. Have y'all been noticing that? You see on last week, Bishop T.D. Jakes, he passed the torch to woman down loose to his daughter. Then you see, whereas your president passed the torch to his vice president, Camilla, and she's a female. And it's, it goes on and on and on. I just want to make sure that y'all are paying attention. Is this a sign to us? I don't know. Some people are saying, well, the Antichrist may be a woman. No, the Antichrist is a man, but it's a homosexual man. We're going to see. I want y'all to think tonight. I'm just throwing this out there at y'all so that you can think. All right, think about it. Why are these men passing the torch to a woman? Do you not have sons that can preach just as well, that can, that have your spirit, that have your anointing? I was talking to the prayer team the other morning, and one of the prayer partners was saying, you be in the ministry and you will help and you assist, and they'll pass the, they'll give their children, their family members, a position when they are not even qualified to do, to handle the position. And they wanted to know, why is that? Well, they're trying to keep it all in the family. If you look at how big woman thou loose, we're just using that as an example, not talking about anybody. Well, woman thou loose have a bunch of sponsors. It has soda pops. The they got, that's a big sponsor. Where have you ever known sponsors, drink company to be sponsoring? You know, it's just, it's amazing to me. And then you have so you know, you see that he's passing the torch. Some will say, well, he's keeping it in the family, all right. But if she doesn't possess the same anointing as her father to keep it going like that, people are gonna not come. It's not, it's gonna dwindle down to nothing. So why, you know, when we pass the torch, make sure you're passing the torch to someone who is capable and that have the same spirit of the one who's the, of the mantle that is being dropped on them. If they don't possess the mantle, you then need to seek out someone full of the Holy Ghost that can, but whereby you can pass the mantle to them to keep things afloat. Because if they don't have the mantle, you can pass it to a son. And because he play around a lot, he's not serious about ministry, he'll get up there whooping, holler, playing, having sex with everybody in the church. People will stop coming because the anointing, the same anointing, the same vibe, the same spirit is not there. So they leave. I'm watching now how their pastors, and they die and they leave the church to their wives to run. Well, the wives run, well, you know, is in charge because the father, the husband didn't have anybody else that he left it to. So she now has to either do it herself, right? And then she's not capable because she wasn't gifted with that, all right? So it's something to think about, and we'll get back to it later. Let's go into the word of the Lord. My daughter said, sounds like I'm dragging, but it's just my vocals, you guys. All right, it's just my vocals. Y'all pray for me. Glory to God. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. We're going to 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. Hallelujah. You got people who would want to praise God with the voice. And then here we do have a voice and won't use it. I'm going to use mine. I don't care how hoarse I am. I'm going to give God what's due him. Amen. 1 Corinthians. Y'all ready? The 6th chapter. Let's go. We'll start at the first verse. Dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to law before the unjust and not before the saints? Do ye not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, Are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Know ye not that we shall judge angels? Yes, Lord, have mercy. When I tell people that, they be like, oh, I say, okay, it's in the book. How much more things that pertain to this life? If then ye have judgment of things pertaining to this life, set them to judge who are least esteemed in the church. All right, I hope y'all hear me on tonight. So here it is. I'm just going to break it down. And how dare you take each other to court? The Bible talks about that we should not sue our sisters and brothers, right? So you say, well, who is my sister? Who is my brother? Those that do the will of your father, okay? That's your answer. Now, if it's your biological brother and they are not a part of the kingdom, you have a right to sue them. This, what we're talking about tonight, you're not supposed to sue anybody that's a saint or a Christian, amen, or one that is following the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. So remember that. And then when you think you have been wrong, how dare you sue? How dare you take each other to court when you think you've been wrong? Does it make any sense to go before a court that knows nothing of God's ways instead of a family of Christians, right? It makes a whole lot of sense. Now, what he's saying here, how dare you do that? How dare you take each other to court? Can't nobody judge the saint? What he's simply saying, that we go to court, the judge that sits, the magistrate that sits in office does not have the authority over the kingdom of God. I'd be trying to tell y'all, we got to learn the system as it is in heaven. We got to learn kingdom authority, kingdom government, kingdom principles, because it has precedence over these local court systems, right? But it is set up like a court system, but we make our plea to heaven, right? So anywho, we go down there before the judge. You got racist judge, you know, and y'all know this. And you know, most times the system, now this is the way the system is set up. It's not a God way, but it's the way it's set up. Most times it is set up to put the African-American men and women in jail. Let's be real. All right. So you go down there and you a Christian. And you got a matter against another Christian. And then you ended up y'all going tit for tat. You ended up losing. And you feeling like God let you down. You feeling like God didn't hear you. He didn't answer your prayer. Well, you ain't had no business down there no way. Not before. Let me say this. The saints ain't got no business going to the sinners to judge them. Let me stop. All right, let's finish reading. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The day is coming when the world is going to stand before a jury made up of followers of Jesus. And we are waiting on that day. If someday you are going to rule on the world's faith, wouldn't it be a good idea to practice on something small, you know, like these smaller cases, right? Glory to God. Why we're even going to judge angels? So why not make everyday affairs, sorry y'all, I can't see it here. So why not these everyday affairs? If we're as Christians, as saints, as the Bible is saying, if we're going to judge angels, why not can't we judge these little small affairs? Why can't we see what is wrong with something that, okay, say for an example, somebody wronged you. All right, you look at the situation, judge the situation. They wronged you. Why did they wrong you? Maybe you don't know. So is it wrong for you to go to them and say, listen, you have wronged me, and I didn't know what I did or said, you know, and I wanted to find out so that I could make things right. Oftentimes, there's nothing that you've done wrong to a person. Sometimes people just take things out on you based off of somebody else doing something to them, based off of somebody else, you know, may have stolen something, may have hurt them, and you're the next person that they see, and they just take it out on you, right? And then there are sometimes people do things to you. For an example, somebody just bust your window. They were across the street and they bust your window, and then they're going to run. And then when you, you know, catch up with them, you ask them, why did you do that? Why did you run? You knew you bust, you know, busted my window. And then so, and then, you know, you out there trying to tangle with them when you, you know, you really, you shouldn't be tangling with them. Sometimes you have to get the law into things because people that are not saved, and you got some saved folks that will punch you in your face and forget about they are saved, you know what I mean? But you don't want to call the scene. So sometimes you have to get somebody, or you could call the law as a mediator to step in, you know, so that y'all can get this thing squashed. Oftentimes we don't want to sue our brothers. We shouldn't be suing our brothers, you know, but sometimes you can't talk it over with them. So then go to the church, get somebody that both of you may know or somebody that, that can mediate for you. Now that's what the Bible said. You have an ought against somebody. That's an ought. All right. Don't, you know, go to them and try to reconcile. But oftentimes you can't go to everybody, but you still need to try to follow the steps that have been already given to us. All right. All right. As these disagreements and wrong servants, why would you ever entrust them to the judgment of people you don't trust in any other way? Right? Let's go. Verse 5. To deliver such and one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? All right? So all he's simply saying is, I say that as bluntly as I can to wake you up to the stupidity of what you're doing. It is impossible that there isn't one level-headed person among you who can make fair decisions when disagreements and disputes come up. I don't believe it. And here you are taking each other to court before people who don't even believe in God. How can they render justice if they don't believe in the God of justice? Just got through saying that. So if they don't believe in your God, how can you go to them? How can you even, you know, you can't really talk to them because they're going to always be on the defense. They're going to always be offended. They're going to always be trying to talk over you. They're going to be condescending because they don't believe in your God. So is there any fairness? You won't get the fairness, you know, that you really need. Sometimes you will, most times you won't. But we cannot take our brothers and sisters to court, y'all. We can't do that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Y'all, I'm telling you, it is so hard sometimes trying to be fair to people. And all you've ever been was fair to them. And they always take your kindness, your fairness for weakness. Isn't that amazing? And then the more you try, the worse they get. The more you try, the worse they get. I speak to you, to your shame. It is so that there is not a wise man among you, no, not one that shall be able to judge between his brother. But brother goeth to law with brother, and that before the unbelievers. That's crazy. Why are we, and that's just like even in church, you're not supposed to be going all outside and you're supposed to come back. If you can't, if y'all can't find somebody that you both know, go, then you have the Bible say, bring it before the church. Let's get this stuff settled because the church has to judge it righteously. The Bible say righteously. So therefore, there cannot be no side. It has to be judged righteously. But then you go to court down and you got to pay court costs. You got to pay lawyer fees. You still may not come out on top because, Lord Jesus, stop taking your brothers to court. Try to find a way to do something different, okay? Now, therefore, there is utterly a fault among you because you go to law one with another. Why do you not rather, you know, take wrong? Why do you not rather suffer or yourselves to be defrauded? Nay, ye do wrong and defraud, and that your brethren Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Let's say that one more time. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, y'all. Lord have mercy. Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So listen, these court cases are a black eye on your community. Wouldn't it be fair, better to just take it, to let yourselves be better, to just take it, to let yourselves be wronged and forget it? Sometimes we got to just say, okay, I'm wrong. Even though you're not wrong, I'm wrong. I'm just going to squash this. Sometimes for your peace, for your sanity, sometimes you just got to take the high road, right? And just let it be. Whatever they want to think of you, let them think it. You're just going to ask for forgiveness and move on, because you got too much to lose to be out here fooling with these people that ain't got nothing to lose. They don't have to listen. They don't care if they live today or tomorrow. They don't care about dying. So they're going to mess up everything you got so that you can't fulfill who God called you. Of the purpose that God called you here for. So they're going to disrupt it. They're going to try and try. You just got to say, listen, I don't mean you no harm. You know, I'm sorry that it got to this point, but I'm just going to squash this. I'll take whatever loss it is, and, you know, and I'll go my way. You go your way. I just bid you peace and keep it moving, right? These people want you to, you know, want you to fight them. They want to cuss at you. They want you to cuss them back. They want to get you out of character. They want to get you to where they can say you ain't saved. They want to get you to where they can say, I told y'all they ain't have no Holy Ghost. We definitely got to, you know, look at the situation and see what are we going to lose if we lose our cool? Is it going to cost us something? Because just best believe, when you are arguing with people in public, folks are recording you, and you may slip up, and it may be shameful and embarrassing to you the moment you see what they recorded. So you got to keep your composure at all times. Glory to God. So listen. So all you're doing is providing fuel for more wrong, more injustice, bringing more hurt to the people of your own spiritual family. Don't you realize that this is not the way to live? Unjust people who don't care about God will not be joining in his kingdom. Those who use and abuse each other, oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, we're talking to the users and the abusers right now. Glory to God. excuse me. Those who use and abuse each other, use and abuse sex, use and abuse the earth and everything in it, don't qualify as citizens in God's kingdom. A number of you know from experience what I'm talking about. For not so long ago, you were on that list. Come on here. Y'all acting like y'all ain't never done nothing. Some of you acting like you ain't never stole. You ain't never been the booster. You have never stole somebody's credit card and did credit fraud. Some of you acting like you know, Lord Jesus, you ain't never stole no candy out the store. Some of you acting like you ain't never been in Walmart and swipe something, didn't swipe, you threw it in your basket anyway. Some of you act like you ain't seeing nobody. Man, come on here. Some of you acting like you ain't never did no one. You acting like you ain't never smoked no marijuana. Oh, I ain't never cussed. You a lie. I can make you cuss right now. All the listen, the devil can make you cuss. You know how? He'll use the things that you love the most to get at you, and that'll make you bow. Stop acting like you ain't that. Well, honey, I ain't never said a cuss word. Lord Jesus. Well, then I don't guess you ever read the scripture, because there are some words in there that y'all call a cuss word, right? Glory to God. Let's move on, because my time is almost up. So those of you, you will be, okay. A number of you know from experience what I'm talking about. So listen, since then you have been cleaned up and given a fresh start by Jesus, our Master, our Messiah, and by our God present in us, the Spirit. Right? Aren't y'all glad that God cleaned us up? Aren't you glad? Aren't you? The Bible says we have been washed. We've been sanctified. We've been justified in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. All things are lawful unto me. I love this scripture. But all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me. But I will not be brought under the power of any. Lord Jesus, have mercy. Just because something is technically legal doesn't mean that it's spiritually appropriate. Say it one more time. All things are lawful unto me. All things is in my possession, is in my hands to do. I can be able to touch. All things are lawful. I have the ability. Amen. To be able to do and to have and to whatever, right? But all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I would not be brought under the power of any. So I'm simply saying, just because something is technically legal, it is legal. The laws of the land, they're technically legal. All right, it's legal. When you turn 18, you become a woman. That's technically legal. Then they say, for some, you're technically legal at 21 to go and buy alcohol and cigarettes, I think. I'm not sure. But anyway, glory to God. But y'all, I keep my eyes are going. But all things are expedient. Are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I would not be brought under the power of any. Glory to God. So just because it's technically legal doesn't mean that it's spiritually appropriate. So if I went around doing whatever I thought I could get by with, I'd be a slave to my whims. I'd be a slave, right? Because technically it may be lawful, but I can't go around doing what I want to do. Technically, I can't go around and shoot up everybody that call me a witch. Technically, I can't go around. I know, you know, I mean, it's a hurting thing, but I cannot go around. All right, say for example, I can't carry a handgun without a license. All right? So I can't, you know, it's technically you make it have a handgun, but you got to have a license to carry, right? But I can't go around shooting everybody because they're talking about me. I can't go around burning people's houses down because, you know what I'm saying? That's just an example. All right. So you know the old saying, first you eat to live and then you live to eat. Well, it may be true that the body is only a temporary thing, but that's no excuse for stuffing our bodies with food or indulging it with sex. Since the Master honors you with a body, we're supposed to honor him with our body. Amen. All right. This body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Right. And so we have to do right because we're only going to get one body. Now, there are some who have a lot more added to their bodies. Right. You know, they got a lot of things they're adding to their bodies and they're not happy with what God gave them or who God created them to be. And I'm going to say this. Hollywood has played a portion in all of that. I'm eating it right there because I only have 1 minute. Hollywood has played a portion because people all want to look like what they see. Everybody wasn't meant to be a size 4. Everybody wasn't meant to be a size 6. You know, and so you feel like if you're not that size, you can't look good in your clothes. But if you look at it, those that are 4 and 6 usually don't have a lot of body parts. Their body parts are not big. But now, because you will have a lot of people who that are Caucasian people who want to have dark skin like ours. So there's some that go get tanned every 2 weeks. They're tanning themselves. You got a lot of them that go sit in the sun or at the beach every week, and they get cancer, skin cancer. They're burning themselves because they want our melon, all right? So what I'm saying is we got to stop wanting what God didn't give us. All right. Not saying the things that you don't, you are asking God, believing God for. I'm talking about if God gave us this body, we got to be thankful that he gave us a body. You know, some people were born, y'all, they were born deformed and their bodies wasn't formed. Some people had came in with 2 heads and partial body, not even a full, just the shoulders. And their organs was right up there under the shoulder blade. I'm telling you, it's a lot of deformed people in this world. And they wish they had a body to have, just to look normal. But let me tell you this. You know, people say, well, is it God's doing that they look the way that they look? All I'm going to say is this. Everything God made was good and very good. And God has a reason, and they have a purpose, just like we have a purpose. Right? So I want y'all to be encouraged on tonight to stop putting all the weight on yourself. I'm talking about W-E-I-G-H-T. You weigh it down with the cares of what people are thinking. You weigh it down with the cares of the world. You weigh it down with the opinions of others. And you're not weighed down with God's what he thinks of you. If you're going to be weighed down with anything, think about what he says concerning you. Think about what he's trying to get into you. Think about what God says concerning the matter and stop worrying about what people saying. People are going to talk about you. And it doesn't matter whether you do good or bad, they're talking, okay? So always make sure that the whatever they're saying negative about you, it just don't answer to it, all right? And if it was your past, that's the past. God is looking at you now, amen. Hallelujah. We're not worried about, because we, the word just say we always did a bunch of stuff. Come on here. But now we are a new person. God done brought us out. He sanctified us. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He filled us with the Holy Ghost. So we are cleansed. Amen. So when they want to talk, tell them, listen, baby, don't talk about me, what I used to do. I'm cleansed now. I've been washed by the blood of the Lamb. So, and that should be your statement on tonight. We do thank God. Amen. We thank God. Listen, you guys, let's go to these phone lines for a minute. I just want to speak to y'all. I could have stayed off tonight, but I didn't want to. I just wanted to come on and just share with y'all just for a few minutes. Amen. Good evening, caller. You are on the air. Good evening. Good evening, Kyle. You're on the air with the Apostle.
Good evening, Apostle. About the city.
Go ahead, Minister KB.
Okay. Good evening, Apostle. About the city of Huntsville. Thank you. This is Minister KB from the Brookhaven area. I thank you on tonight for that word. We got applied to our lives, and I thank you for giving us that on tonight.
Amen. God bless you on tonight, man. Okay, G. Good to have you on. Thank you for tuning in with me. I ain't going to talk too much because my throat is bothering me. But I love you, and I'll talk to you in the morning.
Amen. Thank you.
God bless you. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the Apostle.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Hemp. I'm Mr. Apostle Dr. Johanna. This is Minister Emerson Brookhaven, Mississippi. I just want to say I enjoyed the word on tonight, and may God bless you, and I declare and decree your vocal cords is healed in Jesus' holy name.
Amen. God bless you tonight. Minister Emma, I thank you for that, because they are already here. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am, they are. Thank you so much for tuning in with me on tonight. Amen. I love you.
Amen. Love you more.
All right. Have a good evening.
Yes, ma'am. You too.
All right. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle. Hallelujah.
Good evening, Dr. Apostle Sylvia Hunter. How are you? This is Jamaica. I'm calling from Mobile, Alabama.
God bless you on tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I speak strength back unto you in Jesus' name. And I pray that you get a good night's rest.
Amen. I accept. Amen. I don't know, but y'all listen to this. I hear this. The Lord just told me to tell somebody that your labor is not in vain. I don't know who needs to hear that. Oh, let's open this whole, everybody can speak. Let's open it all up.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
God said your labor is not in vain. Hallelujah. Somebody's been worried about, Lord, am I pleasing you, Lord? And am I doing what you call me to do, Lord? I want to make sure I'm right, Lord. Help me to do all that I can do, Lord. I just want to be a vessel. Lord, help me, oh God, to be the servant that you call me to be. The Lord said to tell you that your labor is not in vain.
Thank you.
You know, often as leaders, we need to be asking God that question. You know, we be working beside and stuff, you know. So, yes, Lord. That's a wordy day for me to ask y'all on tonight. Or not to ask you, but to tell you, to declare this word over you, that your labor is not in vain. So keep plowing, y'all. Keep building. Keep building. Keep building. Don't stop building. Don't stop. Don't stop. No matter who don't want to help you, be like Nehemiah. Come on here. We're going to stay on the wall. We're going to build till this thing comes to pass. Y'all hear me?
Amen.
I give God glory. Yes. I give God glory to each and every one of you that are tuned in on tonight. God has a miracle with your name on it. And the thing about miracles, we don't see them every day. We say that. But you see blessings every day, right?
Yes.
Blessings, you see them every day. But this miracle is something that you're going to need. It's like something it's like something in storage. It's stored up for when the appropriate time. That when God released this, you're going to know. Because, see, miracles, we looking for a miracle. For some, okay, for an example, somebody who has stage 4 cancer. We have a lot of people that on our prayer list right now with stage 4 cancer. And one of the young ladies, she's just in her 30s. And so I'm just saying that for God to heal her and wipe it clean, I'm not everything removed. I mean, everything, I'm telling you, that would be a miracle, right?
Amen.
So I just want y'all to increase your faith. Ask God to give you more faith so that we'll believe God for whatever. See, God says he wants us to think big. We've been thinking small. Some of us are old enough, too old to be still thinking like a little child. He wants us to have childlike faith, but he wants us to think big as it pertains to things that we want to do in the earth and things that he wants us to do in the earth. Because you, in God, when you begin to think big, you'll begin to see your aspirations. You'll begin to see your desires and things manifest where you get excited and be in expectation about what he is and who he is. You'll begin to see this thing come to fruition. So tonight I want to declare it and decree it over every one of you tonight that God is about to do something for you that couldn't nobody do but him, that wouldn't nobody do but him. It can't be nobody but him, and you're going to know it and testify of the Lord's doing. So listen, I thank you guys for tuning in with me on tonight. I give God glory for each and every one of you. I want y'all to tune in with me on next week, on next Tuesday night, the same Jesus time, same Jesus station. Amen. And bring some friends. All right, bring your coworkers. Amen. Bring the ones who are trying to get you fired off your jobs. Bring the ones who are stabbing, trying to stab you in the back and in the front. Bring them with you on next week. Invite them to get on here. Amen. They don't like it no way, so it ain't gonna hurt if you flaunt your Jesus around them. Amen. So we love every one of you all. Y'all have an amazing evening. Enjoy the rest of your evening with your family. All right? If you're single, get you a book. Get in that word. Meditate. Talk to God. You single folks ought to be the most anointed people in the world because you have more time to focus on the things of God. Married people have to focus on their husband. Amen. That's the order of the house. That's the order of the church. That's the order of God. Amen. Right? So the married women, we ain't got time to just, oh, we don't have time to be in that place at all times like y'all should be. Amen. Because you ain't got to, when you're at home, you can fix a meal for yourself. Or you may go buy you something because it ain't nobody but you. But then when you got a husband, we got to please our husbands first. Amen. That's why we have to ask for permission to go on a fast because it requires that you be absent, you abstain from sex. Amen, church. All right, y'all. I've got to let y'all go. I'm going to do something that the devil ain't never wanted to do, and that's let you go. All right? Love you guys. Shalom.
Let the glory out of trouble.